On today's show, GM is going to pull the plug on the Volt plug-in. ZF develops new technology for car sharing and autonomy. And can Tesla meet all of its goals? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Is General Motors going to cancel production of the Chevrolet Volt plug-in? That's what Auto Forecast Solutions is reporting. The data house says the Volt will go out of production in 2022 at GM's Hamtramck plant in Detroit. It appears that instead, GM is going to put all of its efforts behind its aggressive plan to intro 20 battery electric cars by 2023. Even though the Volt was completely redesigned last year and sales shot up 60%, it didn't last. This year, sales of the Volt are down over 12% and fell 33% last month. Looks like GM decided it was time to pull the plug on its plug-in. Meanwhile, Chrysler is going almost across the board with 48-volt hybrid technology on most of its light vehicles. It's a belt alternator starter, or BAS system, with a 48-volt lithium battery and a heavy-duty alternator, which does double duty as an electric motor. At least some of these systems will be supplied by Continental. The BAS provides stop-start capability and provides some torque to the engine in low-speed situations. We drove the new Jeep Wrangler with the 3.6-liter V6 without the BAS and another 2-liter turbo with it. The 2-liter turbo with the BAS was 2 seconds faster in 0-60 runs and delivered 2 more miles per gallon in our real-world driving. 20 automakers have made a commitment to equip automatic emergency braking on virtually all new vehicles by 2022. The Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, along with NHTSA, just released a report on how the industry is making progress with equipping the technology in cars. In terms of number of vehicles, Toyota leads the way with 1.4 million, or 56% of its 2017 models, with the feature. GM is next with over 550,000 models, or 20% of its lineup, followed by Honda with 492,000 models, which is about 30% of its fleet. But in terms of proportion, Tesla leads the way with virtually all of its models equipped with AEB. Mercedes is next with 96%, and Volvo rounds out the top three. The IIHS estimates that AEB can help prevent 28,000 crashes and 12,000 injuries a year by 2025. The supplier ZF has its eye on a car-sharing and autonomous future. More on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
One of the big fears with mobility services is keeping data and financial transactions secure, which is why supplier ZF developed Car eWallet. It's an automotive transaction platform for mobility services based on blockchain technology. If you don't remember, blockchain is the underlying technology behind Bitcoin. A customer would first pair their car to the eWallet app that gives them keyless access to the vehicle. From there, they would be able to complete a number of financial transactions from the app, like paying for a toll before ever reaching the booth, which means never having to stop to wait for the barrier to rise. Or they could even pay for a parking space. And the great part about that is only having to pay for the exact amount of time the vehicle is parked. No more overpaying to cover your butt. If you need more time, just buy more from the app. Speaking of ZF, it's going to have a very interesting display at CES next year. A vehicle equipped with its complete autonomous package and artificial intelligence system called Pro AI that it developed with NVIDIA will sit stationary at its booth. Another vehicle, nearly 6,000 miles away, doing a live test drive, will send sensor data back to the stationary vehicle in Las Vegas, giving it the ability to interpret the data as if it were driving the route, including steering, braking, and accelerating. That means a vehicle could be trained to learn traffic situations without actually having to be on the road. Coming up next, Can Tesla reach all of its ambitious goals? Whether you think it's good or bad, there's not another company in the auto industry right now that can grab headlines like Tesla. The company has struggled to build the Model 3, but at the same time, it's introducing new products like the Roadster and an electric semi-truck. So with all of that on Tesla's plate, on the new episode of Autoline this week, John and his journalist colleagues discuss if the EV maker can reach all of its ambitious goals.
I think 2018 is the make it or break it year for Tesla.
Absolutely critical.
And if they do not hit line speed of 5,000 a week with their Model 3, that's the end of the company.
I think he's just going to find another way to raise more money.
Well, he might, but I think that if there's no end in sight to how much money he has to keep on raising, I think even the venture capital field is going to get very leery about giving him more.
That should have happened a year or two ago, and it hasn't.
Well, you know, remember, his growth rate has been, Tesla's growth rate has been spectacular.
Yeah.
They're growing at 100% a year in many quarters. No other auto company in the world comes anywhere near to that. So if his rate of growth starts to plateau, I think the venture capital field is going to run for the corners.
And another interesting test. So 2018, I think, is clearly a sort of a test of his own ability to execute what he's promised. 2019 and 2020 will bring a test of how competitive he will be against Audi, BMW, Mercedes, probably Toyota, Lexus, as they bring out, you know, some share of the dozens of electric cars that they've promised in the last over this past year of 2017. So, you know, I think that's also a big test for is whether the issue is that Tesla is a brand that really has transcended kind of the traditional auto industry, or whether they were just kind of ahead because no one else was running. And when you get these incumbent brands that do have some power, you know, in the field with really compelling products, what happens then?
Yeah. Will they have staying power? That's a great question. It's like when I look at some of their competitors that, you know, that Todd brought up, like, I would rather drive, I think, you know, whatever the production version of the Porsche Mission E is. I mean, that's a great-looking car, and it's backed by a company that's been around for 70 years that knows how to make performance and has all of this, you know, engineering behind it. You know, that to me is, like, going to be the tipping point is when people start saying, well, wait a minute, Tesla's cool, but I could get that from Porsche or Jaguar or Cadillac or whomever, and, you know, if they can't, you know, iron out all these other little issues, that could really be the end of them.
John and his guests also discussed the other big news stories of 2017 in that show. And there was so much to talk about, we have a bonus program with even more analysis for you to watch. You can find both shows on our website, Autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. And a programming note here, Autoline Daily and After Hours will be off the air next week as we take a well-deserved year-end break. We'll be back here again on January 3rd. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and we hope you have a happy holidays.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.